beginning. It's beginning to rain. Rain, rain. Hear the voice of the Father saying, whosoever will, come drink of the waters. Father, we thank you for the rivers of Eden, for the rivers of Zion, which are flowing in today. Hallelujah. Oh God, let this river judge the rivers of Babylon. Let them judge the rivers of the Nile. Let them judge all that bring strength to an iniquity to our hearts. May the arrows of our king be sharp in the heart of every enemy. Oh God, appoint judgment upon every high place, every altar, every stronghold that has not yet been hewed down within our soul. We ask today that you will judge this principality called fear. You see, you have given us a sound mind, a pure mind. Lord, we ask that you judge the torment of fear. We say the Lord rebuke you. Lord, today we ask that you will show us the ladder by which we might climb up into the heavens. Lord, that as we rise, we will lose the ability to come down. Lord, plant our feet on higher ground. For our soul is hearing, has heard this joyful sound of saints on higher ground. Oh God, break the barrier that we might feel heaven today. Lord, that the veils will be torn, oh God, that we might feel the reality. We ask, oh God, that the Spirit of Christ will come to us. Let the living word come to us. Let that living bread of life, the energy and the strength, the joy of all the earth, let it come to us. So feed our soul, my God. So bring a nourishment, bring a strengthening, bring a healing, bring a quickening. Write these laws upon the tables of our heart. Lord, dismantle every other one that has been written before. The law of sin and death, let it be judged. Let it be judged, O God. Let there be a new writing, a new inscription. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I have the leading to talk about Zion today. Zion, our city of refuge. It's a word that has been coming since the beginning of this year. If you remember, when we were looking at our inheritance in Christ, we talked about it. But more recently, it has been coming. It's been coming like a song. And I thank God that I have an opportunity to discharge some of the burden, because we can't take all the burden today. Now, because it is something that is quite, you know, something that is, you know, it's like bread and butter to us. It's our life, very life depends on it. I will try, because I know in the congregation there are different levels, physically and spiritually. So we will try to take everybody along, because it's a long journey. And I know there will be questions, and we really like to encourage the questions because that helps to bring the message home. So I see many people with writing material, which is very good. So you can just note your questions, and then we can take the questions at the end. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Lest I be carried away, I want to do some housekeeping. I actually intended to do it at the end, but while I'm still standing on my feet, let me start with my housekeeping. This is my housekeeping. If you have your own, you can raise it physically for me to see, or you raise it in your heart. This is my housekeeping. Amen.
Amen.
This is a Bible reading plan. It helps you to read the Bible through the whole year. You can see my own is getting old. So by the grace of God, God has helped me to read to it. We started this a few years ago. If you have forgotten, I just want to remind that we are in the ninth season. We are in the midnight season, and it is time to buy oil. We just have a little time. So I wish you will not brush it aside. I started with this. I won't tell you what I'm doing now, so that it will be like boasting. But I started with this, but by grace of God, so of course I have graduated. One of the things that the church have lost is discipline. You know, you can talk about it. You can do everything you want. I can see visions, you can do whatever, but there is a place for a disciplined life. What discipline? Day in, day out. It's called quiet time. They taught us. Some of you younger ones, you may not even have. So that's why I'm trying to deliver my soul by talking about quiet time. That is the place of victory. Jesus started strong and ended strong. Every day, before the break of day, what does he do? He goes to the mountain. If Jesus did it, you think you that dwell in this Port Harcourt, you will not do it. So, when you wake up, this is where to stand. Find it. You don't have to use this one. I'm just using this as an example. There are so many. Some on the internet. You can design one. I design one for myself. You know, do however you want to do it. But whatever you do, do it. You must get the word of God into your soul. You must. By hook or by blessing. By, I don't want to say hook and crook. I don't know for who, but I agree with that. So I said, by all means, the devil will fight you. Sometimes, 1 week, I have not read. That means I have market. I sit down. The television is off. WhatsApp is off to catch up. And when you do it, you will see that suddenly, that one chapter looks so easy. You know? You might even do 10 chapters and nothing has happened. I won't go more than that. But we are not talking about theory. By the grace of God, we are talking about experience. A disciplined Christian is a victorious Christian. So it sails down a man that is what? Diligent in what? In his ways. What will happen to him? He will stand before kings. That king is not the Lord himself. You will be before the Lord. Amen. So I brought it because what we want to talk about is this is the foundation, Zion. We will end with this. I just really want to forget. Okay, so we are talking about Zion. I have 5 points I've written down because somebody said to me, when you preach, we can't get the beginning, we can't get the end. So I've written it down so you can get the beginning and you can get the end. So I'm trying to discipline myself also. Amen. So I don't get carried away. Okay, number one. Amen. So number one is We are talking about Zion, our city of refuge. That's the title. Because I know when they said, I don't have title, they don't know where I'm going to. So now you know. Zion, the city, our city of refuge. So we will start from the beginning to give us a foundation of the city of refuge. What is the city of refuge? You know, what does it imply? What is God saying? I'm sure you know what will happen. We will turn to the scripture, Numbers 35. So we'll be reading a lot of scriptures. Some I will jump, but we will try to get some foundation. So Numbers 35. This is the first scripture that talks about city of refuge. And in the scriptures we always say we have the first and last measure. You go to first place and then you go to the last place. It gives you, you can see the whole latitude, then you can properly understand. So Numbers 35 verse 27. Verse 27 says, and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer of blood shall return into the land of his possessions. Amen. We can read the whole chapter, but I'm moving on to Deuteronomy 33. So the whole chapter is in context. I'll just pick that one. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. Sorry. No, I think I missed that. Verse 1. Okay. You have read it. So let's go. That's not what I was looking for, but you have read that. Joshua 20. I meant that there's something I wanted to bring about. Okay, Joshua 20 verse 1 said, the Lord also spake unto Moses, unto Joshua, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint out for you cities of refuge, whereof I speak unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee there, and they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. So you have two people here, the man that is running because there's a reason why he's running, and then you have somebody pursuing, which the Bible calls the avenger of blood. In other words, somebody has shed blood, usually without thinking about it, and he's running because someone wants revenge, and then there's the avenger of blood. He said, and when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city. In other words, this city of refuge had a wall, and then there was a gate. So in other words, there was a defense. So it was a place of safety where someone can come into and actually be secure. So it says, you will stand at the entering of the gate and shall declare his cause in the ears of the city, ears of the elders of that city, and they shall take him into the city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. In other words, they will hear, you know, the testimony, and then there will be a judgment. And if you read other places, they think the man is innocent, he was not premeditated, then they will take him into the city, and they will give him a place to dwell. Verse 5, and if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up into his hand. In other words, it is assumed that there should be a capacity, there should be a strength in that city to engage the avenger, because the avenger will come, and the elders will have the capacity to engage, and they say they will not deliver, because in their judgment, because his they shall they not deliver the slayer into his hand, because he smote his neighbor unintentionally and hated him not before time. Amen.
Amen.
And verse 6, and he shall do what? Dwell in that city until he stand before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then shall the slayer return and come unto his own city and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled. So there's a natural part of it, in the sense that when you come into the congregation of the people of God, you can't just sneak in and sit down. You know, you are supposed to declare your matter so that the brethren know what's going on with you, and that way they can stand for you, you know, spiritually. You know, there are different implications, so that if you know, if someone asks of you, you know, the elders or the brethren can give an account to say, yes, we know what is going on. You know, so he's speaking of submission, and so that those are just the basics. The other one, he says, as long as the high priest is alive, the avenger of blood, no matter how strong he is, he cannot go further. He has to wait. Amen. So that means the authority of that city is from the high priest. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
The authority of that city is from the high priest. I just happen to know one high priest that doesn't die. Do you know the high priest?
Amen.
He said he ever lived. Obey God. Intercession. Okay, so I'm among those who have decided to believe the Bible. I don't know about you. I have consciously decided I will believe it. Amen.
Amen.
So if you are part of that company, if you believe it, then you know that the scriptures are given to comfort us. Amen.
Amen.
So I choose not to believe science. I choose not to believe social science or the people around me. Someone says in Psalm 1:2, it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help does what? Cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Amen. And here there is a speech somebody wrote. I've not read it, but I just saw part of it. Netanyahu. There's a speech he made recently. If you know the history of Zion, many things have happened. But I thank God finally. finally. Amen. Amen. It has been restored. Amen. So, whatever happens in Zion, whatever happens in the city of God, whether they are Romans or they are Greeks, all of them, they have come, they have done all kinds of things, danced around, built their mosque. Finally. Amen. Amen. Zion stands strong. Amen. So, he says, they will be blessed. When you bless Jerusalem, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. He said that Jerusalem, that the tribes of the Lord go to Jerusalem unto the testimony of Israel. Are you part of that tribe of the Lord? Which tribe do you belong to? Is it Judah or Naphtali? Wrestling? So then we are born in contention, no? But we praise God, they are going to Zion. Hallelujah. So we're just trying to set the stakes very clear about this city of refuge. You know, that it was a physical place. There were six of them. I will not have time to read all the scripture because of the ones in front. There were six of them. Three on the east side of Jordan. Three on the west side of Jordan. In other words, there was a city of refuge in your neighborhood. Hallelujah. So you don't need to run if you are in Dan. You know, I hope you know the geography of where we are talking. Dan is at the top. You start running to go to Jerusalem. Before you, the bar will catch you. Amen. So it was so distributed that it was accessible. You know, you could easily run and hide. Hallelujah. Amen. So, there are six physical cities of refuge because God made it that way so that to provide for that covering for the people. Praise God. Let's look at verse 13. Here. Let's go to verse 21. Sorry, chapter 21. We just want to mention some of those places. Verse 13 says, "Thus, 21:13. Thus they gave to the children of Aaron, the priest, Hebron with her suburbs, to be a city of refuge for the slayer." Okay, and then it goes on. So that's one. Verse 21 gives us another one. "For they gave them Shechem with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim to be a city of refuge." If you know the geography, Hebron was in the southern part of Judea. Ephraim was in the middle. That's why, and then Galilee is on top. So you have Galilee, Ephraim, and Judea. That's where Jesus was going from Galilee. He had to pass through Ephraim, you understand? The way it is. So, this is just one of them. Let's look at verse 27 to see another one. It says, "And unto the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levi, out of other half of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan with her suburbs." Bashan is on the east side, to be a city of refuge for the slayer. We see verse 32. "And out of the tribe of Naphtali, he gave Kedesh in Galilee." So you see Ephraim, Galilee up there, we see Judea down. Amen. "To be a city of refuge for the slayer." And then finally we have verse 38. "And out of the tribe of Gad, he gave Ramoth in Gilead." If you know Ramoth in Gilead, it's on the east side. It will be good for you to look at the name meanings of those words. We will not go too much into them. You don't have time. But let's take the first one, Hebron. Hebron means fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
It's fellowship. So
Amen.
It is speaking of the gathering and fellowshiping together of the people of God. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's look at Second Samuel chapter 2. Second Samuel chapter 2. Second Samuel, 22. Okay, let's read from verse 1 to 3. It says, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be our Lord. And let the rock of our salvation be exalted." I didn't have time to check the other part, but that's the song we used to sing. I remember singing this song in 1983. That's the first time I heard it. So just some history. We went to University of Ibadan for first conference, and I got there. I saw these people singing, "I will call upon the Lord." My head scattered though. "Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted." Do you believe it? Or like, the song is very sweet. Do you believe it? That there is a rock in your life. Amen.
Amen.
There is scripture, I don't know where, I think it's in, is it Proverbs? Say the name of the Lord. In Proverbs 18, very good. It's what? A strong tower. What happens? The righteous run inside it. And what happens to them? The reason why that is so is because this is no longer Hebron or Bashan. What is this one? The Lord himself is a city of refuge. Amen. So you see, game has moved now from natural. It has entered the spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, so when God was giving them those cities, it was doing those things to speak to the real city. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, God's salvation is complete. Bible says we are, he said, ye are complete in Him. That means this deliverance is both physical, on the land, under the land, on top of the land, in the sea, in the air, whatever weapon that is coming, this rock is complete. Now you have to believe it. God help you if the devil succeeds to make you intellect. Bukuro, you know Nigerian people who know Bukuro book. Then they start arguing. But how can the Lord deliver you? How can the Lord not deliver you? That's not my problem. The Bible says He is my rock. Amen. He is a strong tower. Amen. I believe it. And the little I have experienced, I believe it. Hallelujah. And I've seen people in this fellowship who have convinced me that it is true. Amen. And no shaking. Amen. So he's saying that this city of refuge is not just a physical thing, there is a spiritual dimension to it. And it is the Lord Himself that is our refuge. Although there are implications. That means you must know the Lord. You must walk with the Lord. Amen. So we have to take along those. So let me read just a couple of other, just about two or three other scriptures telling us the same thing about the natural and the spiritual. Amen. Amen. Psalm 9. It says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the brethren in Port Harcourt. Are you oppressed? I'm oppressed though. I agree. So the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge where? In the times. It didn't say times. Times of trouble. Amen. You know, the other day I was praying and I found my sister praying the same. I said, oh Lord, unless you intervene now, there shall no flesh be saved. Have we come there? Anyway, whether you believe it or not, trouble has landed. Brother Trump, in quotes now, has bought market for all of us. Well, now you believe it though. I remember you know. Well, now it's a brother or not a brother. I want Lord. But what did I know? Trouble has come. Amen. Hallelujah. So everybody gets ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So without doubt, we have moved one higher, just one step higher. Hallelujah. You know, so the battle has, you know, somebody said, this will breed extremist tendencies in the Middle East. I said, let it breed. Anything they want to do, let them do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we know that the Lord is what? Our refuge in the times. That means now I'm going forward. We have one grammar now. What's the grammar? The Lord. Amen. And He is our refuge. Okay, let's go to Psalm 46. Verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a help that will try to come. It's a very present help. Where? In trouble. That means trouble will come. Amen. But with the trouble, there is help. That's the doctrine. Amen. So if trouble comes, we have a help. Amen. So the Bible says we should not be afraid of sudden fear. Why? Because in the midst of sudden fear, there is sudden help also. Don't you understand? If your car breaks down in the middle of the road, don't start, hey. What should you do? You say, oh Lord, you are my help. When my car breaks down in the, on the east-west road, in the middle, send help, oh Lord. And God will send an angel. So we are in Calabar. They said they were doing elections. You know, so Brahma said, look, you can't get into Akwa Ibom State until it is 6 o'clock because of the elections. And if you know the Yo Calabar road is very bad. But now it's a little bit dry. So we were just doing calculation. In fact, in the morning I was praying. I said, well, if I have to hear from God, because they will say, why didn't you wait and come the other day? So I have to pray. I said, God, what do we do? I was praying in the morning. I said, okay, let me do a test. Do you know the test? I said, let me hear what my wife will say. I said, sister, so how do you feel? So I don't know. But let's stick to our original plan. I said, Chakam, that's what I received also. Amen. So every wise man like myself will listen to your wife. Amen. Brother, be wise brother. Amen. Amen. So we agreed that we are going to go. But we are wondering, do we leave by 4 o'clock, 4, 5:30? Because we have to make sure that by the time we are getting to the cross river, you know, the boundary, at least it will be 6 o'clock. Amen. So I just said to a brother, brother, I'm going to Karauyo. He said, me too, I'm going to you. So God sent an angel that drove us, you know, we drove together. And we were no longer alone. In fact, when we got into town, because it was night, I don't know my way around. Even though I go there severally. So the brother said, where are you going to? Say, I will lead you to the place. So he not only helped us and kept us company, he took us right to where we were going. Amen. I want to tell you that there are angels. That angel may be your brother. I know you are looking for the one with wing. Do those ones. Your brother may be your angel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we need their comfort. We need their strength. And God sent this brother. He said, I am going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Trouble over. So God is a strong refuge. If you trust and believe in Him. Amen.
Amen.
He will send help just when you need it. Look at verse 11. It said, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. There are several other scriptures that are there, but we have to run. We are in Psalm 57. We are looking at the Lord as a refuge. We are still trying to start. Yeah. Zion as a refuge. That's what we are doing today now. We are just starting. Uh-huh. Well, first of all, we said there are cities of refuge. We also saw that God Himself is also our city of refuge. Uh-huh. We are looking at that. Now, David is praying and he's in trouble. Remember, David is in trouble and he's praying. He said, be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul does what? Trusted in thee. Now, something has entered. What has entered? Soul has entered. Amen. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. until this calamities be overpassed. So, have you seen God's wings before? Has anybody seen the wings of God? You have seen God's wings? Have you even seen your own soul before, by your eyes? Okay? So, he's speaking about something spiritual. So, he's saying there is something in God. There is a spiritual dimension to it. And, you know, when he says wings, it means we can look at that which has wings. We know the ego, we know the big birds. And when they, you know, when you, they have the ability to bring a covering, you know, to the children. So he said, just like the birds have their wings, they're able to protect. You see the instinct of the mother chicken, is it not? It's always, see, that's how God also has an instinct to bring us under the shadow of his mighty wings. Amen. So he's saying we can trust in that and be saved. Psalm 59. So, but I will sing of thy power. Psalm 59:16. But I will sing of thy power, and yea, I will sing aloud for thy mercy in the morning. For that has been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. You know, so we have been prepared for the time of trouble. When it comes, the Lord is our number one refuge and our number one place to run into. Finally, under this section, we'll go to Psalm 91. You know, I couldn't go there. I couldn't finish without going there. Ye that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the what? Shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. It's a personal thing, no? Amen. Amen. My God, in him will I trust. So it's assuming that you have determined that he's your God. Amen.
Amen.
So you can trust because of that. Look at verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, therefore there shall no evil before thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over thee. And goes on and on and on. So the scriptures are very clear that there is a covering over us. That is what we are taught, you know. And this covering is activated by trouble. When there is trouble, it's activated. Amen. So it's not like when there is trouble, it goes. No, no, no. As the trouble increases, so the covering also will increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can ask the children of Israel when they were in Egypt. As the trouble increased in Egypt, what happened? The covering increased. And it got to a point when, in fact, there was a separation. And brethren, I want to declare to you that it's coming.
Amen.
God is going to bring a separation. In fact, some have even entered into it. I don't know if you heard what I said. Say some are entering into it already. And that separation is coming in this city called Port Harcourt.
Amen.
Amen. We're not talking about somewhere else. We're talking about here. There will be a separation. There will be a Goshen. And then there will be Egypt. I will be a partaker of it.
Amen.
I must be a partaker of it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So we have seen that we have these provisions in God. So let us move the message to point number two. What is point number two? Zion. The first one we talk about cities of refuge. Now we're talking about Zion as a city of refuge. Look. Now let us begin from the natural, and then we will end up in the spirit, because Zion is a big place. It begins in the natural and ends in the spirit. But let's start from the natural, and then we will take it up. But let me read the end point first. I think it will help some people. We'll come back to the Old Testament, but let's jump quickly to the Old, to the New. Hebrews 12. We're not going to open it. We'll just read it, and then Hebrews 12. We'll just read that 22 and 23, and then we will run. We'll come back to it. That's where the message is. But here it says, "But ye are come." That's the emphasis. Not that you will come, or you come and go. But what does it say? "But ye are come." Where? Unto Mount Zion. When you say mount, it's a way to say a high place. It's a high place. So ye are come to Mount Zion. Then what about this Zion? What does it say? Where are we now? Unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men being made perfect. It doesn't stop there. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, amen, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Amen.
Amen.
So this one now, game has changed though. This is no longer Hebron.
Amen.
It's no longer on the earth. This one now has moved up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how is it that the Bible says that you have come there? You have come here. But you are sitting on your chair now. So how is it that you have come and you are sitting on a chair? Kese. Think. And then answer. So you think and then you answer. Amen. Okay, we are going back. You know, they say Selah. Selah means pause. I pause. So Selah. Well, let's go back to 2 Samuel. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Where did the story of Zion begin from? Verse 4 says, "And David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem, he reigned 30 and 3 years over all Israel." Verse 6, "And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land. We speak unto David, saying, Except thou take away the blind and lame, thou shalt not come in hither. Thinking David cannot come in hither." Verse 7. "Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Emmaus." Of Zion. Zion is a stronghold. Amen. Hallelujah. He took the stronghold of Zion. The same is the city of David. Amen. So, we see it didn't come easy. It didn't come easy, this city. Let's read on. And David went, said on that day, whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore they said, the blind and the lame shall not come in into the place. So, verse 9. So David dwelt where? In the fort, that is a stronghold, and called it the city of David. And David built around it. Look at verse 10. And David went on and grew great, and the Lord of hosts was with him. Amen. So, this is a prophecy, a personal prophecy to each one of us. If we will dwell in Zion, we will go on.
Amen.
We will increase.
Amen.
We will work strong.
Amen.
The Lord will be with us.
Amen.
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 Because say David came to this stronghold. Because there is a tendency, the devil wants to work on your mind and on my mind. What does he want to do? See, they are now kidnapping people when they come to fellowship. So let everybody be wise now. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we have a strong city.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says salvation with God appoint for good works. Can we see it? Isaiah 26. Let's read that. Isaiah 26. We'll come back to the second one, but this one just dropped, so let's take it. Isaiah 26. I hope there's nobody who has stopped coming to a Wednesday meeting or Tuesday. Just don't mind me. No, your brother. Just forgive your brother. I just throwing it around. Amen. Say amen now, Mr. God. So this is for all of us. What does this say? In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. You know, it's a song. In that day shall this song be sung. Okay. We have a strong city. Salvation with God appoint for walls and good walls. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which he paid the truth may do what? Enter in. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is what?
Stable.
Why? Because he has settled it. There is no movement. I dare can be. Amen. It didn't say once and go. It means. Hallelujah. Whose mind is stayed? When the devil says they are knocking on your gate, I say they are very far from my gate. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. They are going to cut off your head. The fact I am now strong in the Lord. Oh yes. Amen.
Amen.
If the devil can do anything to you, he will not warn you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we have a strong city, brethren. Hallelujah. What does it say? Trust in ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is what?
Everlasting strength.
Okay, let's go back to 2 Samuel. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 5:2. Second Chronicles 2:5-2. I missed it. Okay, yes. Second Chronicles 5:2, it says, then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, where unto Jerusalem to bring up what? The ark of the covenant of the Lord. Out of where? Out of the city of David, which is what? Zion. You know, I like such scripture. It's direct. There's no dancing around it. The city of David is what? Zion. And in that Zion, what you have? The ark is there.
Hallelujah.
It's definite. Definite. It's a block. You can build your life in it. So what is he saying? In the house of the Lord, the ark is there.
Amen.
Amen. And what does God? God speaks to you from between the wings of the cherubim. Don't you understand? Amen. In the house of God, God speaks. God will show what needs to be shown. Deliverance will come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, in the midst of the people of God is the best place to be. Because if there is anything to be seen. I was reading one book yesterday. The brother said, I repented though. I said, God told him to go to America. And when God told him, say, God, I want you to confirm it. He went to his sister. He said, sister, look in your television. Montessori brother, listen. He said, look in your television. Because his sister said, oh yeah, tell me what, you know, I said, no. He said, because the brother wanted the confirmation. So he said, tell me what it is that you want me to come. He said, no, if I tell you, that means you already know it. He said, yeah, let's pray. Let's just pray. While I'm praying, you look in your television set. And whatever you say, that is the thing God is saying. If you think that you have arrived, there are other brethren who have television set now. Amen. While they started praying, she had the vision. Hallelujah. That's the television. The television is the personal vision. Amen. So it was so common that they call it television set. The Lord will bless us.
Amen.
Amen. With television set. That we can see. We don't need to come and start dragging. I say, God, give me a confirmation through the television set. I say, I land the fellowship. What brother? I say, brother, that is it. We shall be there. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so brethren, there is television set in our midst.
Amen.
May God activate it.
Amen.
Amen. So nothing mega. That's before it drops on the ground, television set has captured it. If you tune to the right channel, you will hear it.
Amen.
Just calm down. Calm, chill. Calm. Amen. Because there is television set. So God is speaking. Because say in Zion there is the ark is in the presence. Hallelujah. So brethren, if the presence of God is in the house, that's where I want to be. I want to be in the house of God, in the presence of God. Because anything to be said or spoken or shown, God, you say God will not do anything unless he shows his servants and prophets. Amen. I say what I say to one, I do what? That'll be a confirmation.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So we can build our lives on that principle. Praise God. Let's look at First Chronicles 11. I wanted to establish something there. First Chronicles 11. We're making good progress. First Chronicles 11. Verse 4, 2 Chronicles, 1 Chronicles 11, verse 4. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, thou shalt not come hither. Nevertheless, David did what? Took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David. Amen. Hallelujah. What are we saying there? What we are saying is that there are inhabitants of Jebus of the land of my inheritance. The inheritance has been captured by some spirits. They say you cannot come in there. Amen. Because it's a strong place. Some of us are fighting with strong spirits. Some of them are personal. Some of them are coming from family. They call it familiar spirits. Some of them are territorial, tribal, clan. You know, some of them even happen to be because they are in Port Harcourt. I thank God for Port Harcourt. I thank God that I'm in Port Harcourt. Yeah, I thought you'd be shouting it. Amen. Because if you are born in trouble, then the city of David will be activated in you. Don't you understand? Because we have grace or sin did abound. What happened? Amen. So I hope nobody is planning to go, plan to Enugu. Say, let me move on. There is suit. Praise God for suit. That means God is going to give me the immunity against suit.
Amen.
Say, I'm breathing. I'm not breathing any suit.
Hallelujah.
God has already put insulation.
Amen.
If they remove it, praise God. If they don't remove it, that's their own problem. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to enter motor and park and go to where? Issuquator Joshua. They'll ask you, where are you going to? Amen. So he told Jacob, abide in the city. See, in that same year, he had a 100-fold increase. Amen. So don't go from Jerusalem to Jericho, move around, you are doing this because we are using our eyes. You read this over, you see this, and then, you know. If the newspaper is a problem, stop reading the news.
Yes.
Yes. Why do you want to read the news? Want to hear more Boko Haram people? Or they capture this bus, capture that bus. What is it to you? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Alright, we are going to the second part of the message now. Galatians chapter 4. We're entering to the second part of the message. Galatians 4. We are ready before, but it's just to make sure everybody is we are all on the same page. So we will read the scriptures so that nobody is left behind. Because someone will say, how did you know? This is how we know, from the scriptures. Amen. So Galatians 4. I thank God for Galatians 4. From verse 22. He said, for it is written that Abraham had two sons. Whenever you see two sons, one means flesh, the other one spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So he had two sons. The one by a bond woman, the other by a free woman. Amen. Who was the bond woman? Hagar. Who was the free woman? Sarah. Good. But he who was of the bond woman was what? Born after the flesh, was a strong man. But he of the free woman was born by promise. It took more time. 25 years. The other one, quick. It was out. And it was already running. Alright? But 24. Which things are an allegory? That means it's a type. It's using it to show something else. Amen. For these are what? Two covenants. The one from Mount Sinai, which gendered to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is what? Mount Sinai in Arabia. And answered, in other words, or his junior, answered to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. Amen. But look at the next verse. 26. But Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. Amen. So there are two cities. I told you that there are two cities in Port Harcourt. Chakam, I have learned that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There are two realms. And you know, it is time that we wake up to reality. There are two realms. And that was the scripture is saying here. That, yes, there was one Jerusalem. There are bombings. If you look yesterday, they were throwing bombs. All kinds of things are happening. The intifada has increased. Amen. But there's another Jerusalem where nobody can throw any bomb.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible says we have come to that Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You and I, you may not have gone to Jerusalem. Maybe very few here have gone to the natural one. That's not important. The important one is what? Is the spiritual one.
Amen.
Amen. And we read it before. It said that we have come. Not that we are going to be coming. We are come already.
Amen.
To this heavenly Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says it's free.
Amen.
And is the mother of us all. Amen. So I want to talk more about this heavenly Jerusalem. I want us to examine it a little bit and see how it can become practical, natural. What is God saying about this natural Jerusalem? What is scripture saying about natural Jerusalem? Okay, we can pick it up in Ephesians chapter 1. So I hope you see how we are trying to connect it. We're not jumping anything, no. One is leading to the other. Because it's very important that we can hold it. Amen. Verse 3. Ephesians 1:3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has done what? Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. We are in heavenly places. We are in Christ. So there are heavenly places which are not in Christ. Is that correct? Is that correct? When you read it. So there are heavenly places. There are those that are in Christ. There are also heavenly places that are outside Christ. And I can give you an example of those places where you have these heavenly places. For instance, in Egypt. For instance, in Babylon. For instance, in Moab. These are cities. They are not cities of refuge. They are cities that have imprisoned the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
So one is a city of refuge, the other one is a city of captivity. It's a city of bondage. It's a city where the people of God have been taken captive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It may be possible some of us may be in that city. Hallelujah. Is it possible? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're looking at heavenly places in Christ. Let us examine it a little bit more. Look at verse 10. It says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, what will he do? He might gather together in one all things. Where? So Christ is a unifying factor. Amen.
Amen.
Whether you are born in year 0000, or you are born in the year 1900, or you are going to be born in the year 2030. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is the unifying factor. Hallelujah. He said, he might bring together all things in Christ. Look at it. Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen.
Amen.
So he's not just bringing time, he brings two elements, heaven and earth. So in Christ, the heaven and the earth become one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's something that's powerful. In Christ, there is no time. In Christ, no location.
Amen.
That's why he says there is neither male or female. If a sister is anointed of God, he says, son of God.
Amen.
Sister, did you hear that one very well?
Yes.
I said one word before the Son of God. I said, if the sister is anointed.
Yes.
Also, if the brother is anointed, he becomes the Son of God. If he's not anointed, then he's just a man. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. In Christ, there's no time. You enter eternity. There are some brethren here who are having experiences. There's others are not here. We told about Harry Groover. God said, kneel down. Immediately he touched the ground, sure, he landed in Rome. Amen.
Amen.
I read the story of Gerard. They say, brother, they were going to shoot him. The next day they found him. They found him on the street walking out. Amen. I don't know if you heard me. He was on the death row. They were going to shoot him. The next thing, he was on the street walking and just went home.
Yeah.
Why? Pukwa. Keskese. Keskese is that in Christ, no more time. No more geography. No more past, present, future. In Christ, it is I am.
Amen.
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 So God can transport you from there and put you somewhere if he wants.
Amen.
Somebody said that is going to happen in the year when the sons of God, brothers, when the sons of God shall. The Bible says now are we.
Amen.
Sons of God. Amen.
Amen.
So the problem is not the bullet. The problem is not the knife. What else again do we have? AK-47, AK-49, AK-50. The problem is, am I in Christ? If I'm in Christ, the matter is settled. Amen. Because God can trigger the spiritual, and the natural will have no dominion. Example number one, a brother called Daniel. Where was he? Lion's den. Chakam. Number four landed. They says, it's part of my body. It landed inside. And the geography of that cell changed. Amen. The lions went back to Eden and they began to walk around. That prison room became Eden. Don't you understand? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we talking carefully designed fables?
No.
Or we are talking about reality?
Yeah.
I need that reality in Port Harcourt. Thank God for Port Harcourt. Because it's going to produce Daniel. It's producing already. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, if you didn't get it in Christ. Everything comes to a standstill. The heavens and the earth, they become one in Christ. One of the visions we have lost in this assembly is the vision of Christ. You are not in it, I'm in it. And God has to have mercy on me. Have mercy on you. You can join me too. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. There is something called the cross of Christ. Do you know about the cross of Christ? Paul said, I am crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to me. By what? Something called the cross of Christ. That means there is a strength in Christ that will budge the flesh. Where is the flesh? Bring the flesh. Christ will break it. So you have the certainty. You have not entered Christ yet. Enter Christ. That the certainty will run away. But we have been given excuses because we have not yet entered Christ. When I'm baptized into Christ, say, they that are Christ have budge, crucify the flesh. They do. Where is the flesh? Boom, we break it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Bible says when men say there is a casting down, they never say anything. That is the time to say there is what? A lifting up. And that's what we are saying. There is a lifting up. Hallelujah. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of what? Christ.
Amen.
Not just gospel. The gospel, you give one, you receive two. Is that the gospel? You give 1 million, you get another 10 million. Is that the gospel? Gospel says anger come, you meet Christ, boom, break it, and you become quiet and calm. Hallelujah. Then there's a price, there's a power in Christ we need to touch. Thank God that we haven't had it, but now we are having it. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Christ, the heavens and the earth join, because this Christ, that is the Zion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, it hasn't ended yet. Let's go to chapter 2. Look at verse 4. He says, God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he has loved us. You know, when I wake up every morning, I say, God, thank God that you have associated me with Christ. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. How can a man be associated with Christ? Do you understand? Say, in him, this Christ, the fullness of the Godhead is where?
Fully
is in a man bodily. That means in a human body. Spirit, soul, and body. The fullness of God.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I will die for Christ. Let me be good. Let us be good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh, the depth of the riches of both the knowledge and the wisdom of God. Say, how unsearchable. If every English finished in the Bible, hallelujah. It says, for of him and to him and through him and to him and by him, from him, all things. To him be glory forever. You could have said ever, ever, until today. He said, let me stop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's yet morning. It's not afternoon, it hasn't come yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, verse 2. Sorry, chapter 2, verse 6. He said, read this one very well. Okay, we are reading verse 5. He said, even when we are dead in sins. What does he say? He has what? Quickened us what? Together.
Christ.
With Christ. Do you read that in English? Together. Hallelujah. We are cooking together. Verse 6. And has what? Raised us up what? Together. And made us sit where? Together. In heavenly places. Where? In Christ. Hallelujah. But Robert was singing that song, open my eyes. That's where the problem is. Open the eyes that I may see. Open my ears that I may hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a resurrection that needs to come somewhere.
Amen.
There must be a change somewhere. Bible says, we shall be changed. Where? In the twinkling. There has to be a twinkling. A coming alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the change will begin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So what are we saying? That there are heavenly places in Christ. So we're not just speaking about Zion natural, We are speaking about a place in the spirit. Zion, Christ, they speak of a place in the spirit that you and I have come to. But it's just that in Zion there are degrees. So also in the spirit there are also degrees. Hallelujah. There are, anyway, I didn't show that. But when you look at the geography book, we can also see from scripture, in Jerusalem there were seven mountains. Zion was actually the highest. And in that Zion there are also peaks. Amen.
Amen.
If you have gone to Jerusalem, your brother has been there. There are heights. You keep going, keep going, keep going, going. You can see the highest. That's where David went to. So there is a place in the spirit that is low. There's also another place in the spirit that is high. So the Bible says the heaven and the heavens. Did it say heaven? Heavens of heaven. That means even in that third heaven, there are also
another heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church has started.
Amen.
A man was praying in Jerusalem. See, he was caught up. To where? But his body was on earth. Hallelujah. His body was right there in the temple. He went. We are sorry, the brother said, his uncle told him, I'm going to Germany. He opened the door, I entered, closed the door. He said he has court case in Berlin. By 12. You know, I go to the airport. You open the door. You call it astral travel. Is it not? And we are afraid. We are afraid. I'm shaking. It belongs to me.
Aye.
Amen. It belongs to the church. They are trying to steal it. Amen. Amen. Paul said, when I got there, I heard some things, though. I cannot share it. Maybe he shared it along the line in some places. Amen. So, brethren, the church has come to such a place, the place of reality. What is the reality? The reality is that man is a spirit, a spiritual being. Well, we have problem with it when you say man is a spirit. Well, you say it's safer to say man is a spiritual being. Okay. Inside this man that is this spiritual being that God made, he is. You know, 1 Corinthians says, "Protos Adam." The first Adam. And use another word, eschatos Adam. What does this mean? Protos and eschatos. Sorry, we'll speak some Greek now. So this is the Adam. Huh? You have the protos. The Bible calls it the first Adam. And then there is what? The eschatos Adam. Last or the second Adam. Okay. You say this is the earth. Is it not? You say this is... What do you say in your Bible? Quickly what? Okay. Somebody says, amen. So he's saying that man can belong to any of those two. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can choose, say, I know this one. I will remain there. But someone said, no, another man has come who showed us that man can become a spiritual being. Amen. Hallelujah. We can become a spiritual being. Now, there's a reason for why we are talking about it. There's a reason. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, he told the man, have dominion. Is that not true? He said, have dominion over what? The fish, the birds, the wild animals, the things that creep. So there is a dominion life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where can we find this dominion life? 1 John. I hope we're not going too fast. We will soon land. I'm now entering number 3. 4 and 5 are very easy. But we're now entering number 3 is baptism into Christ. First one is city of refuge, second is Zion, third one is baptism into Christ. Being brought into Christ. Please, if you didn't get anything, get this one. 1 John 5:11. What is he saying? He said, and this is a record that God has given to us what? Eternal life. That word eternal life means Zoe. And where is this life? How can we get it? And this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, do you know the Son? Which life did he live? Which life did the Son live? There was something peculiar about this Son. He walked on water. That means element. That means physical law was not a barrier to him. He prayed over a little food. It multiplied. In other words, he imparted something to that, and the food began to multiply and fed 4,000 people and remained. He raised the dead. He brought to him all that were, and he did what? Healed everyone. So there's a difference between what was in him and what was in other men. Hallelujah. There was something in him what was different from, and Bible says that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. He that has the Son has the same life that the Son has. Pure idiom. Amen. I have eternal life in me when I'm walking by biological life. How is it God's business? Amen.
Amen.
How is it God's business? Amen. There is a deposit of life in my soul. Hallelujah. But I choose to manifest the lower life. Because he has told us In Corinthians, say, as we have borne the image of the earth, so must we, or so shall we, also bear the image of the heavenly. Hallelujah. And the scripture says, let God be true, and let every man. My life can be a lie, but there is a truth. Amen. God is looking for that truth. And that is the calling He has given to us. That is the calling this church has. You know, men have rationalized, you can rationalize, bring it, say this happened, that's your problem. You see, if the same spirit that was in Jesus dwell in us, that same spirit will do what? You know, so that is the that's where we are coming to, the lampstand effect. You know, you have to pardon me because I can't go into too much detail, but you know the lampstand. All right, the lampstand is one lump of gold. It's one lump of gold, brethren. One lump of gold. Anybody can say anything, but it's one lump of gold. Amen. It has the branches. Say, I am the vine. And you are the what? Branches. All of us can argue. But it's one lump of gold. Amen.
Amen.
As is the head, so must be the body.
Amen.
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 Brethren, I don't know. I'm trying to say something. There is something called Zoe, dominion life. And that dominion life is in us.
Amen.
It needs to be activated.
Amen.
If I do not activate it, I'm living with the natural Nigeria life, which will soon pass out. You cannot run with this darkness we're talking about. Amen. So God put it, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I that liveth, but what? Christ liveth in me. Brethren, does this church have that understanding? What we keep here is I. How about the Christ that is within? Is that Christ speaking? Is He manifesting? Because Christ will overcome.
Yes.
He said, this is the victory that overcometh the world. What? Even our faith. Greater is He that is in me, that is He than in the world.
Yes.
I have the ability to bring forth my natural life. I also have the ability to bring forth Christ. The choice depends on me. And I found myself walking by the natural man. And God is warning me, it will no longer sustain. Hey, the footmen have taken over. And the horses have now come. If I run with the footmen, they wearied us. What are we going to do with the horses? Very bad spirits have been released. Bad spirits. The only way to run with them is to activate the Christ. The Christ life has to begin to comfort. Hallelujah. And that is the Zion. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to Revelation 12. There is something called the seventh trumpet, or the last trumpet. It has characteristics. How do you know it? It says, and the trumpet was made. And the bride and the bridegroom entered in. Hallelujah. The trumpet, the last trumpet or seventh trumpet, whichever one you like, is a message that is calling the bride into the innermost chamber. That is bringing and preparing the bride to that union. Hallelujah. And it's a trumpet you hear at midnight. Because it's the last. There's not that, nothing else after. Revelation 12, verse 1 says, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being pained, she being with child, crying, travailing in bed, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great dragon, having 7 heads, 7 crowns, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for devour her child as soon as it was born. And the woman brought forth a man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, which she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. He said, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. And he was cast out where? Into the earth, where the woman is. And his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Now is come strength. Now is come the kingdom of our God.
Amen.
And the power of his Christ. Before there was no power, but we are coming to a place of the power of Christ.
Amen.
For the accuser of our brethren is what? Cast down.
Amen.
We accuse them before our God. That means if this means that on the earth realm there's a lot of accusation. So if my soul is there, I'm going to be hearing a lot of bombardment. Hallelujah. Verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Look at it now. Verse 12. The brother gave it to us that day. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens. Look at it now. And ye that dwell in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman that was on the earth, which is busy with evangelism and church work, and bringing forth the man-child. And to the woman we are giving 2 wings of a great eagle. That's speaking of the mind. The eagle speaks of the mind of Christ. And that's where the word comes in. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. That she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. Amen. Let me say something about this nourishment. Psalm 137 says, by the rivers of Babylon. Babylon has river, brethren.
Yes,
sir. So also Eden has river.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. The place where we are going to, there are rivers flowing. That means there is nourishment. There is, the feeding is assured. There is life in heaven.
Amen.
But Babylon has river also. And there is life also in Babylon. Amen.
Amen.
You want entertainment, you can get full, full time. Your phone, different kinds of entertainment, 3D, 4D. Which one are they going to now? All the D's are there. That people enter 5G. They are planning for 6G. Even by day, it's flowing. Amen.
Amen.
But note, there are rivers of Eden also.
Amen.
Amen. Those who are dwelling there, that river is nourishing them. You never draw. It says there is a river that maketh glad the city of God.
Amen.
The tabernacles of the Most High. There's a river, it flows. Fast flowing river, Hiddekel, Gihon, Euphrates. Amen. One is fruitfulness, the other one is fast flowing, the other one is bursting forth, the other one is breaking through. Don't you understand their names?
Amen.
Amen. When that river comes, your soul will break forth.
Amen.
When it comes to you, it will bring an increase.
Amen.
It will bring fruitfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When men say there is a casting down, you'll be laughing. Why? Because you are being fed by a river.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, out of the belly of him that believes will flow what? Rivers. Hallelujah. So that's what he's speaking about here. That God has a provision for the woman. There's a provision also for the moon church. You choose moon church, woman church, man child church. Hallelujah. At whatever level we will stay, they just know that the woman church will have tribulation. And it tells us in the next verse. Verse 15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth what? Water as a flood after the woman, that she might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Brother Seth was talking about it, I think a few days ago. Amen. He says, look, he's had a vision and the whole place will cover with water. That's when God says it's time to fly, to walk in the spirit. We are looking like the whole place now, everything is. You are driving your car. A full grown man is facing the road. That is his toilet. And you think you don't know that devils have landed in Port Harcourt? They there now. Amen. A full grown man says he's facing the road and he's relaxed. No shame. And you don't know that his mind has been taken over. Amen. Hallelujah. You see that when you see those things, you know that there is trouble. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
It says, and the earth did what? Help the woman. And the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed up the flood with the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was drawn with the woman and went to make war. So, brethren, there is a word of the Lord to us. And he says it's time to rise.
Amen.
It's time to rise higher in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now we get into the fourth part of the message. How many did I write? Three, four. We are in the fourth one now. We are in the fourth one. I went and wrote, okay, yeah, the sixth, fifth and sixth. The sixth one I talked about before, but we'll just summarize it. So we are in the fourth one now. Now we've talked about baptism into Christ. The Bible said, by one spirit are we baptized into Christ. What does that mean? Colossians says, Christ in you is what? The only hope you have of being restored to the glory you had is being in Christ. Because in Christ, the angels ascend and descend. Amen. Now, Christ comes into my soul that he might bring my soul into Christ. That is the way it works. I don't know if you... You know, with the, at the youth camp, we have exercise. So, time for exercise now. Christ comes into me that I may come into Christ. Rufus, are you going to do the exercise with me? Watch. Christ comes into me that I may come into Christ. Amen.
Amen.
They are looking at me very narrowly. I won't do the exercise again. No? Amen.
Amen.
You cannot come into Christ except Christ comes into you. Amen.
Amen.
So, the seed comes in. The seed is in the midst of a hostile self, old man. This old man is married to darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture, Bible says, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So also you can be joined unto darkness. And the soul married darkness already. And one spirit comes and say, I'm Christ. Say, who are you? Where did you come from? What is your name? What do you have to give me? Are you going to give me money? Will you multiply horses for me? I want to eat food first. I want entertainment. Will you bring entertainment to me? Amen.
Amen.
So the soul is not convinced. So the Christ has to grow. So Paul says, I pray that Christ may even be formed again. Because sometimes when that seed comes, the carnal nature quenches it. Because the seed dies and it's not nourished. Amen.
Amen.
So don't be running around that have Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you. That's not the story. If Christ in you, you must come into Christ.
Amen.
If Christ is in me, after God.
Yes.
You have the seed. Umbo. You have the seed, so God. The seed must take over.
Amen.
It's the taking over of the possession that is the reality.
Amen.
When we started out as a fellowship, that was our song. Now we have forgotten it. The fullness of Christ. When did you hear it the last time? Brethren, there is a strength that we have lost. What is the strength? The strength to have the fullness. Hallelujah. Christ comes that he may be all in all. Hallelujah. So he comes to us in Passover. There is an experience of Passover where my soul enters into Christ. There is an experience of Pentecost where my soul comes into that experience of the lampstand, the holy place experience. And there is an experience when my soul is ready to be married to Christ. These are journeys we're not going to take today. Amen. Brethren, we need to repent as a people.
Amen.
I don't know what God is saying to us, but listen very well, you will hear what he's saying. We have dwelt long in this mountain. We are going round and round and round and round and round and round. And there is only one shortest. It's God's sure banker. It's called trouble. Trouble is the only thing that will drive the church up. That we say we must enter into the kingdom through what? Much, much tribulation. And 2 days ago, tribulation came. It's called tribulation Trump. It landed. Bagam. Bagam. He has a brother somewhere in North Korea. Say, I fire you, I fire you. Two boys playing with nuclear weapons. Okay, you see, sister said two men. Praise God for those men. But you know what I say? Look at it. My hand is on the bottle. Say, me too, my own hand is on the bottle. Who will press first? And you think it's a joke?
It's not.
As you're talking, he has launched one already. It landed. He said, now we are a nuclear nation. And you think it's still a joke? Hallelujah. Tribulation will drive you and me up. As soon as Zion traveled, what did she do? She ran forth. Hallelujah. So when we see trouble, interpret it well. When trouble comes, interpret it well. Hallelujah. Paul said, I glory in my tribulation. Amen. Yeah, no more amen. So what are we saying? There is a baptism in Christ. Christ comes into you that might bring the soul into Christ. Maybe you want to do it like me, do my hand. Christ comes into you that he might bring you into Christ. When you wake up in the morning, do like this. So you will remember.
Amen.
Because somebody thinks that he has arrived because Christ is in him. Christ is in me, hope of glory. Yeah, so what? Amen. Outer cost of. Outer cost of. Brethren, we need to come to Mount Zion. Do you know what is Mount Zion? It's called Table of Shewbread. We're not going there today. Table of Shewbread. There are handwritings in the mind that must be erased.
Oh, yes.
The only thing that erases is light. Because you are dealing with darkness. So you're talking about heavy light. Revelation. Revelation of the Lord. That when the light comes, bangam, it erases the darkness. It comes again, bangam, it erases the darkness. It's called the fourth day. When God created the fourth day, he made light everywhere in the heavens. You need heaven, you need light in your heaven. Not just read the ink and paper, the living word of God. You are coming to that word, you are walking in it, and he sees that he begins to erase the handwriting. There are some spirits that have entered the soul. They say, we are not going anywhere. It is the light of God that will drive them out. It's called Mount Zion. Moses went up to Zion. He went up to the mountain. He sat down 40 days. Why did he go out and come in 2 minutes? You come back, next thing he's out. No way. You come, you sit down. You stand down. You start writing. So you sit over his house and you start writing. When you look at that thing, there are one crown coming down, the other one coming up. That one coming is the judgment of darkness. If the soul is not judged, that soul cannot become a son of God.
Hallelujah.
There's no, the soul must come to judgment.
Amen.
Light must come and interrogate, according to English people. Ask questions. Amen. The deepest part of your life is when you are in darkness. When you can't hear God. When everything has fallen loose, your car has crashed, your neighbor is against you, your landlord is pushing you, your wife says, "Fire, to do, go and find work." You just stop disturbing. That is the deepest part of your life. Amen. Because that's when you can hear God. That's when you can walk with God. Amen. So I'm talking about the lampstand. I'm talking about the other one. Amen. So the soul must be changed. Because this soul must come into Zion, a place of safety, a place where it is joined unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's begin to close. Jeremiah 51. Jeremiah 51. Yeah, just 1 o'clock. Oh my God. Praise the Lord. I'm a very good brother. Rufus, you know, just 1 o'clock. Praise God. If it's Isaac, by now it would have been 2 o'clock. And you won't talk, bro. Who about 3 o'clock? You won't talk. Well, I just venture 1 o'clock because I don't talk. Bro, who about the standard time? 2.5 hours. No movement. No movement. That's a good brother. I just wave hands. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 51, verse 6. You know, when you read the scripture, you read in between the lines. It's called interligere. That means you read in between the lines. Okay, so let's read. It says, flee out of the midst of where? Babylon. Now, we are all going to read that next phrase together and do what? And deliver every man his what? Soul. Hey! Soul is in Babylon. How come? Pukwa. Excuse me. Soul is in Babylon. Amen. So Babylon is no longer a place where men are walking. It is a territory in the spirit. Yeah, the soul is in bond, is in chains. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon. When you say Babylon, it's not 109 Agri Road. Somebody, even when I say 109, that one said Montessori. Yes? Amen. So it's not the geography. Say, my church is this, my church. No way. It's talking about a spiritual experience. Say, Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. When the Bible talks about nations, it speaks about souls, human beings. Amen. Babylon is suddenly falling and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain. If so be, she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon. But she, you see the English? She is not healed. That means 1 million days from now, she is not healed. Hallelujah. Forsake her. And let us go every man, everyone, into his own country. What is that country? Zion. For her judgment reached unto where? Heaven. And is lifted up even to the skies. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness.
Amen.
Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation 18. Remember, I said we are closing. We are closing. Amen. So if there's any doubt, we are talking about the souls. I think that should have been settled. After this, in Revelation 18, I saw another angel come from heaven, come down from heaven, great power, and earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. It's fallen. And it's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful mind. You said bed, I said mind. Am I correct? Yes, it's true about the mind. My heart. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Let's make assurance doubly sure. This is Babylon. No? Verse 10. It says, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, in 1 hour she's destroyed. Look at verse 11. He's telling you the things in it. And cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beast, and sheep, and horse, and chariots, and slaves. And what else? Amen. So Babylon is a spiritual experience. It's a prison house where the people of God have been chained. You know, we are so comfortable in our natural setting. So God has to do something about the natural setting to make us deliver every man his soul. Amen. The last one. I come back again. That's why I'm ending. I started with this. I'm ending with this. What would this do? So, show us Psalm 19 verse 7. What does it say? Psalm 19, brother. Verse 7. It says, the law of the Lord is what?
Perfect.
Doing what? The testimony of the Lord is what? Sure. Making wise simple. Amen. You know, the word of God, Brother is preaching a message now, he calls it engaging with the word of God. Amen. You know, and he says there is a strong man, a Goliath inside, that is sensing the word of God. Each time he comes, he knocks it. He knocks it. That strong man must be overcome.
Amen.
And you know, it's difficult to, it's fine, it's good to look at the strong man everywhere. It's in your brother. But the big man is me. It's a strong man dwelling in this city. And Bible said that you need wisdom to scale the city of the wise and cast down the mighty. Amen. So what is he saying? We must engage the word of God. If I hear the word of God and there's no change, it means I've not engaged it. Hallelujah. Where somewhere the brother is saying, was saying there is no character and integrity, you know, in the midst of God's people. And I say it's true, because in me I'm looking for character and integrity. And God has told me very clear, I must buy oil. Who buys oil? The wise virgin. When do you buy oil? You buy oil in the market. What's the name of the market? It's called tribulation. We'll go again. You must buy oils for your soul from the market. What is the name of the market? Tribulation. Trouble. Pain. You know, the discipline of seeking the Lord. Now, we are talking practical now. There is a lifestyle of entertainment. Entertainment seeking. I call it a lifestyle of whoredom. That's my language. How does it go? Pleasure seeking. The best YouTube films. The latest YouTube films. The best stories on WhatsApp. Those stories teaching you how to be a good man and not to be a bad man. You know, that's one lifestyle though. But there's another lifestyle I call the conference lifestyle. That is a lifestyle of seeking God. And one must go for the other. I cannot be a lover of pleasure and a seeker of God at the same time. Amen. One must be offered. One must be put on the table. I say, Lord, deal with my appetite. Now, how can an appetite of a child of God change? He says, the word of God is good for what? Instruction. For reproof. For correction. You know, so when I come to the word and I have an open heart, the word is going to reprove me. It's going to bring correction. It's going to chastise.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the word comes in different dimensions. Now we have technology. You have the one on the phone, you have the one on the tablet, you have different types of Bible. You have the different books. You can have those things in your library. Just gathering dust. But The man of God must make up his mind to buy oil. Emma is ready. You shouldn't be annoyed though. Brother, are you annoyed? But the Friday, there was one Friday night vigil. Before I even came, there was no more space inside that place. I parked my car outside. Bro, do you know the day? I thought that was ready. When I just landed, heavy, brother. heavy cars parked inside. I parked my car outside. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise thy Lord. So does it mean we need more tribulation? Amen. You don't have your brother, have this of me. Amen. You know, there has to be a change in a lifestyle. Me and my wife, we belong to two schools of thought. You know, people like us, we need help. So I start small. You understand? There are people who start big. We praise God for them. So if you are like me, maybe I can talk to you. That is, we want to start small. I would encourage us to start small. Amen. They start. If you have not started, you have not started. You can be wanting to, but you must offer. There's a lifestyle change that must come.
Amen.
Everything I have said, forget all the things I've said, just get that one. Lifestyle change. You must sit down. I told you, I sit down, I want to change my lifestyle. You sit down and design it. Amen. You sit down. I don't want to blow, say too much. If as it comes, he will talk more. Amen. Because I'm not qualified. But I'm telling you, you should not be sleeping from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. That's not how a child of God who is living in Port Harcourt should be behaving. How can you be doing that? Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you do that, some Abuki boys will jump into your fence, break your car, and carry your battery and run away. Then you wake up and start praying. Amen.
Amen.
What's God trying to tell you? Wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, get up, get up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. There's something called fasting. Fasting is there. Brother, we went 8 days, nothing happened. 8 clear days in this fellowship, nothing dropped. Did you count it? I counted now. Eight clear days. Robin now was bouncing. All of us were bouncing. Bouncing. We bound the east. Bound the east. Bound the east. Bound the east. Amen. And nothing happened. Amen. What's God saying to us? You know, I already begged before time. I applied and asked for mercy. So, I have mercy. But I think I have some mercy. I have mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Fasting is a necessity. Amen.
Amen.
And this conference will say no breakfast. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, how can you from Monday to Sunday, 3 times? Amen. Something must drop now, brethren. Let's drop some days. Hallelujah. Even when the fellowship is not dropping, I should drop.
Amen.
There's something called personal night vision. Well, I got one book. I did a night personal. I said I must finish this book before I knew what was happening. Yes. When you have a project, you do your night vision. You have target. I have target. I have deadline. I must submit the report. No sleep. Why can't you do deadline too for that book of Matthew? I must finish this book, and you keep the night and finish.
Amen.
Amen. You know, so this is a time to buy oil. and it's the wise virgins that buy the oil. Because the time is coming, you know, when we may not be able to buy oil.
Yes.
I didn't hear amen.
Yeah, very
good. Hallelujah. Do you believe that it is not possible for us to even have evening fellowship? Is it possible?
Yes.
It may even be possible that we cannot even meet again on Sunday.
Yes.
Is it possible? The horsemen are coming. Amen. Is everybody gather around your house? Because that's the only practicable thing to do. Hallelujah. So brethren, we need to think out of the box. We need to look out of it. That God is saying something to us. The church is under siege. Devils have been released and are running wild. You and I must abide in the city of refuge. I must have the ability to sit down in my house and be at peace. And not be quaking that somebody is going to bang through my door, start shooting everywhere. Or that I'm on the road and then accident, all kinds of things. All those. That will say that both the one in the afternoon and in the night, it shall not come near. That means I must be able to come to that place. And it's the word of God that brings me in that place. To summarize, we've been talking about the city of refuge, Zion. And the sum total is that Christ is coming to marry the soul. That's the wedding. We have a number of weddings coming. It's just to remind us of the big wedding. Amen. The bridegroom is coming for his bride. The camel trains are on their way home. Has the Spirit married you to take you to Christ? Amen. The Spirit was sent to marry the soul and take you to Christ. That's the job of the Spirit. But if I refuse to be married or to the Spirit, then I cannot be in Christ. Amen. May the Lord find us faithful. When the bridegroom comes looking for his bride, I must be ready. Will you be ready? Hallelujah. Maybe we should sing that song. I just heard it. Yes, can we sing that song and just try to reflect, like Robert was trying to get us to reflect, to try to, you know, be in the right frame of mind. Say, I must be ready at midnight. I must have oil.
Amen.
The life of Christ.
Amen.
Not just I must be, you know, at midnight, root was found at the feet of the Master. And she covered. See the protection? She covered. There was a skirt, there was a covering. But we're speaking about physical and spiritual Zion.
Amen.
That my house, you see, as the mountains are around Jerusalem, so is the Lord round about them that fear.
Hallelujah.
God will send more battalion around your house. In the spirit, they will see, they say, don't go there.
Hallelujah.
When the bride is made,
hallelujah.
Adam,
hallelujah. We will sing that song. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you because you are real. Lord, we have, what is man?